It's 106. You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott.
And I'm Dennis O'Hare. For the last couple of days, we brought you a look inside the Snellville home of an order of Catholic nuns. The Monastery of the Visitation has been in Snellville since 1954.
Now, the sisters are cloistered, which means they don't leave unless it's for medical or service reasons. And they live a contemplative life, which means they spend many hours in prayer and meditation, between 5 and 8 hours each day in their chapel.
But does that retreat from the world mean the sisters are not interested in the world? And how do they think their work actually fits into that world in which the rest of us live? That's where we pick up the final section of our three-part visit to the monastery. Producer Mary Claire Kelly, Rose, and I spent a few hours with Reverend Mother Mary Jane Frances Williams and her assistant, Sister Josepha Maria. It may sound like a rural retreat, miles from the closest town, but the 27-acre Monastery of the Visitation sits just a few hundred feet from a busy Snellville road. It's what goes on inside the walls and within each of the community members that separates them from the rest of us in ways far deeper than the physical, according to Reverend Mother Mary Jane Frances Williams.
Are you prepared to walk away from your family? Are you prepared to walk away from all your friends? Are you prepared to walk away from the world? Not many people are prepared for that. Mm-hmm.
But these are women from different parts of the world with lots of worldly experience and education, including degrees in nursing and pharmacology. And the Reverend Mother makes it clear they don't deny themselves everything.
I don't buy wine, I don't buy liquor. But the Knights of Columbus give us scotch and bourbon.
Really?
Jack Daniels, yeah. 7:30 is recreation, and that is a full hour. Mm-hmm. So we see DVDs. We do not watch television. Mm-mm. One of our communities does watch the news. We never watch the news.
No.
I'm really adamant about that because I've got a couple of sisters that get really upset about what's going on in the world.
So a natural question is whether physical separation means this community of sisters has disengaged from the community outside. We talked about that with the Reverend Mother and Sister Josepha Maria as we stood in the monastery's cemetery.
Mother, what would you say to people who want to know not just what the contemplative life does for the individual and their own spirituality, mm-hmm. but what is its place in the greater society?
Any bishop that knows, and bishops know more than people think they know, they want at least one contemplative monastery of women and one of men, if at all possible, which we're the only women in the Atlanta Archdiocese, mm-hmm. and Conyers is the men. Because it's a force that people don't realize. If it wasn't for prayer, this country wouldn't be here. Okay. Who knows the wrath of God? Who knows what could happen? We see this in our own lives. Some wire is so completely off that why we haven't had a fire, you know, nobody knows. This, you know, we find out something like that, or we find out the car was not working, why didn't we have a wreck? God takes care of his own. Why some orders, contemplative orders, several of the missionaries of charity, Mother Teresa's group, have suffered terrifically, mm-hmm. been attacked, killed, whatever. I don't know why.
Sister Mother spoke of the force, mm-hmm. in the world. For you, what is the place of the contemplatives in this broader society?
Frankly, it's souls. For praying to God for conversion of souls, conversion of sinners. That's what Our Lady kept asking the children, pray for sinners. And, you know, we're all sinners.
We're all sinners.
We're
sinners too.
It's
and
just,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not exceptional people.
We're not,
there's
no,
nothing
we're part
exceptional
of it.
About us.
And
we're just people.
Yeah, Mother Teresa said that. She said, you know, good morning, we're all sinners. Still, the prayer, the life, it's like Mother says, One person individually is not that great, but a community praying, it's a powerful force. Mm-hmm. And so many people have told us, just ask those sisters to pray. Because, I mean, it's amazing how often our Lord answers those prayers that the community has been praying. You can change history by prayer. Prayer is the most powerful thing on earth. And that's why we're here, actually. He chose us, you know, that's why I'm happy in being this vocation. It's more powerful than anything that can be said, anything that can be done, even as a group. Prayer is going to God, and He does something.
Father Andrew Greeley, the late Catholic priest, author, and journalist, once said, "Catholicism means here comes everyone when it comes to religious and political thought." Now, these sisters are in what you might call the conservative camp, in contrast to groups like the Nuns on the Bus, who are more politically and socially active in the world outside. The Nuns on the Bus at times found themselves at odds with recent popes like John Paul II and Benedict XVI. The sisters at the Monastery of the Visitation have some thoughts about the current pope.
Francis has become almost, maybe not to his liking, but almost like a rock star. His views have been sort of very, probably the most liberal that we've...
They twist his words.
He doesn't know how to talk off the cuff as well as Benedict did. Benedict, being a teacher, knows what to say, and Benedict's an intellectual boss. Francis is a rabble-rouser. But he lives in a country where a dictatorship was ruling, and he had to stand up, and being head of the Jesuits was not easy, I'm sure, and defying the government. So he's a defier, but he's misquoted so many times.
Really? Oh, yes.
Probably one of the most heinous things that he even apologized was calling women of large families like the rabbits. We don't have to be like rabbits. And he apologized for saying that. Yeah, that was not a very good choice.
You know, Rose was talking about his influence. Do you think that more people who have been nominally Catholic for a long time may have, because of Pope Francis, taken a second look at the church?
Well, they might think that they can do things now that they couldn't do before, but I doubt that.
Like what?
Well, like the divorced and not annulled have received Holy Communion. Annulments take entirely too long for people. The diastasis shouldn't take long. Mm-hmm. It's either real or it's not real. Mm-hmm. To take years is ridiculous. Oh, yes. And also the fact that it costs money in some dioceses. I think that's a disgrace.
Yes, it is.
So do you think that perhaps one reason why people are maybe taking a second look at the church is because just the face of the church is perceived to be more welcoming than it was?
Him saying, work with people that have problems, work with people who have left the church. Mm-hmm. And that's not too new with him, but he's more vocal about it. He's more vocal, and that's good. Him living not in the Vatican, in the palace, does not impress me at all. Doesn't belong to him anyway. Never did. Doesn't belong to any of them. So what difference does it make where you can live? If you want to live on the front porch, I don't care. I'm not impressed with that. That's theatrics to me. I'm not impressed with theatrics.
Well, let's put it this way. I was very impressed by the Holy Father's choice of not living there because it is so fancy. And so he said, 300 people could live here. No, his whole goal is to show for the poor.
Do you realize how many people work in the Vatican that don't have a job now? Because he's not there. He's not getting anything dirty. He's not having big conferences there. He's not doing this.
St. Peter didn't live in the Vatican Palace, Mother.
St. Peter wondered how he was going to live. I beg your pardon. Right?
What?
St. Peter was a little bit different in different times. Everybody's got their own opinion on everything, and that's fine. Believe it or not, I don't have an opinion on everything.
Can you see visitation here in Snellville 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or in danger?
I have no idea.
Or 50
if it
years
closes, it's God's will. Mm-hmm. If it stays open, it's God's will.
What about a merger?
Yes, you can have that,
can,
but you don't
never
normally
really
have it.
Too well.
It's up to the good Lord.
And you can hear the entire series about our visit to the Monastery of the Visitation and see photos by visiting our website, wabe.org. Dennis, it was a pleasure to work on that feature
it
with
was.
You and Mary Claire. And
I enjoyed it very much, and I listened to the others this past week while I was away. It was a great job.
Now, I will tell you, I told the listening audience that you and I both were, you know, raised Catholic, gone to Catholic schools. We don't always behave, especially you, Dennis.
That's right.
But I tell you, when we were with the sisters,
we were on our best behavior.
On our best behavior.
Absolutely.
But it's an interesting when you read about the declining number of women in religious orders. So we hope you enjoyed that series.
Yeah, and very outspoken. You know, you hear about cloistered orders, you think, oh, it's silent. Well, there are some religious traditions in Catholicism and elsewhere that do observe that, but
not here.
Not here.
That was great. It was a fun time, and hopefully educational.